The imminent increase in the price of sachet water has been met with frustration by customers. Radio Ghana went around some vending points to talk to customers who had gone to buy sachet water. These are some of their reactions.
Water is increasing now. See, now everything is hard. Everything is hard now. When you increase water, 30 pesos is too bad for us because it's not easy. Before you get 30 pesos, it's hard to get 30 pesos now. It's not good. You have to do something about it because we are suffering now.
Now, when you are rich now, you can't say anything because it's something, even if you complain, they will not solve the issue. So we are inside.
So many demonstrations have gone on in Ghana here, and then nothing comes out of it. So if they are saying increment, they've increased it. Yes, because irrespective of whatever you say, it's a decision people are making. We have people who are leading us, and if they say it's A, it's A.
If it is necessary for them to do that, okay, because if materials are going up, we expect that producers of water, the sachet water, will have to increase, you know, their products. So it will only be fair to them if prices are going up, the raw materials, they will have to increase their product. So I think it will affect me in the door, but they have to do that to reach out for their expensive they acquired in buying the raw materials to produce the water.
Reactions of some customers. Some people also shared their thoughts on the electricity charges and the directive to credit those who lost some value when the increase in utility tariffs took effect.
Yesterday I had 34.7. I had a credit of 34.78. 34.78 this morning. Yesterday I checked in the morning. This morning I checked it was 20. So you don't know how the meters are set and all these things.
The information here is always the same.
About 7 times.
Yes, if I can show you. I have all the bill, the receipts there. They are always the same. It doesn't show you how much you have consumed. It says 361.
Yeah.
And this has been there 7 times. It can't be possible.
Because every month there should be variation.
Yeah, there's some variation.
There was some problem, and so they are crediting back.
Yeah, so if there's a problem, why don't they sort it out? For 7 times, how long does it take to sort it out? That's why I'm saying that we have to go with it. If you want to use your generator, you have to buy the fuel.
Thank you.
We have been stressed over our limit, so that's all I can say.
This morning I heard they said the government says the increment that was supposed to have started on the 14th of December, and then they started charging us 1st of December. They should refund it back. And I was asking my colleague, seriously, are they going to refund it? My colleague says, I don't think they'll refund that money to us. You know how things are done here in Ghana. Well, if they give it to us, fine. If they don't give it to us, fine. Yeah, it's very hard, but whatever we say, it doesn't hold water.
But personally, your meter, how does it run?
It's crazy. I tell you what, we used to buy like 200 cedis credit, and it takes like 3-4 days. Now it doesn't exceed, it's like 1.5 day, right? And then with the deduction they were talking about, that was last year. The first time we bought credit in December, we bought 200 and they took 146 Ghana cedis. Yes, right? So you buy credit that's supposed to last you for like 3-4 days. Now it lasts you like 1.5 days. What can you do? It's good that we are in closer to election year.